My name is...
What?
See ya!
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast!
Gray Area! Woo!
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Good old St. Breeze here.
It's your boy Damani.
And yeah, welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, life, relationships, music, TV shows now sometimes, whatever we feel like talking about. And if you haven't already, make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend, So, not going to hold y'all here too long. How are you guys today?
Lovely. Good. Lovely.
You know, a little sleepy.
Me too.
But I love the pod. I love the hustle.
All right. But with that being said,
you good, by the way, before we end?
Oh, wow.
Skip over you.
I'm good, you know, a little tired, but I'm here. And, you know, we got these hoodies on like we're not in the warmest room in the house, but, you know, we're here. And, yeah, but I'm good, though.
That's good.
But let's get into the topic of the day. So what are we talking about?
Platonic friends? Friends of the opposite sex? Platonic best friends
of the opposite sex.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day, a couple weeks ago. I don't know. I was thinking about it once upon a time. And for me personally, I can only speak for myself at this point, at this stage in my life. I don't think it's possible for me to have a platonic best friend of the opposite sex. I mean, do we have to say the opposite sex if it's platonic?
No, because platonic's... Like, y'all are platonic friends, too. Like, it just means non-sexual. That's what platonic means.
Yeah, I mean, but most of the time people say that. When they say platonic,
when I say platonic, I mean opposite sex. Let's put that out there now. Platonic opposite sex.
Okay, so on this episode, when we're referring to ourselves as far as having a platonic best friend, we are referring to someone that is of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
For others, it may not be that way. Just for the three of us, that's what it is. So,
So platonic best friend, I don't see it happening. Alright, let me rephrase that. If I have a platonic best friend, I'll end up in a relationship.
Gosh.
That's how I feel at this point.
Have you ever had like a best friend that was a girl that was just platonic?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you can't... Like, how old were you?
Of age?
What is of age? I'm not talking about you drinking.
Like, my entire life.
Your entire life you've had a girl best friend that was just platonic?
So why can't you do it now?
I don't see it. It's... One... It's a lot of things going through my mind.
Mm-hmm.
One, whoever I'm in a relationship with will be my best friend. So if I have a best friend that's a female, 9 times out of 10, it's going to become a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
So it sounds like you the prop. No, I'm playing.
So, okay.
Just suave and debonair, you know.
So, in the past, have all of your, like, those best friends become your,
Mm-mm.
Oh, they just was best friends?
Yeah, but the person that I am now.
You don't even want to.
Yeah, like, I'm not really in a phase of my life where I'm trying to even have friends. So, if you make it this far to become a best friend... Then it's something there.
Mm.
It's something there.
Oh my gosh. I thought he was about to wink at the camera. So how about you?
I think at this point, I have that women who are friends, but like, I mean, I feel like it's possible, but I just don't. I don't know. It just doesn't really happen for me. Like, I mean, like, you would be my best friend. Okay, so
that's
like,
the answer I was looking for.
But in terms of, I see what's happening here.
About to hang
I had to remember if you're on a podcast, and I'm trying to.
That's fine.
To be objective in the situation.
Yeah, no, but in general, I had a lot of friends, but like in terms of like best friends, it's like. My best friends have been my same best friends for years. So if you're encroaching upon that level, like you can't then it's that. Yeah, like kind of like he was saying, like it's like all right, well then it could go there, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to.
Yeah, it doesn't have to.
Yeah,
but it's more likely to go that way. Mm-hmm. But in your life, in your scenario, you're like, I'm not even going to put you in that position unless. I see us going towards being in an actual relationship.
And then now, I feel like the word best friend has been used very loosely.
Mm. Best friend.
Yeah. Very loosely, so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like a lot of people call a lot of people their best friend. I feel like it's, I don't know. It really just depends on who you are. That would determine if, I guess, how much value the words or the title holds in your life. Have you had a lot of female best friends over your lifetime? I said that like you were like 70.
I'm ready. But no, I wouldn't say a lot. I mean, I've had maybe like. Who didn't end up being like anything like romantic or whatever, but most of the time it's like if I'm dating you, you're by default you should be my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean sometimes you can date people who you don't like. Y'all are just friends because you're in a relationship. But if I'm dating you, in theory you should be my best friend because we shouldn't have made it this far. If you're not my best friend. But again, I do agree with y'all. I think best friend has definitely been thrown around. It's like, yeah, this is my best friend. It's like, nah, best means like best. Like,
right.
You don't even know me.
For, yeah.
I threw it around a couple times. Yeah. So, like now, even like reevaluating how I see stuff, it's like, y'all don't even know me.
Yeah.
I don't even know me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's interesting. So, have y'all had. Dang, I lost my question right in mid-sentence.
What about you?
Me? Me, myself, and I?
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted the person that I was dating to be my best friend. Like, that's always been, like, my thing. But in the past, I've had, like, platonic male best friends. I feel like I didn't really call them my best friend, though. I'm trying to think. I feel like it was, like, a friends group, and it was like, these are my best friends, and they were in that group, and then maybe we started dating or something like that. But yeah, like, you my best friend or whatever, also. I don't really, but I agree, like, I always felt like the person I was dating should be my best friend. So, at this age, if I were single, if somebody was my best friend, I don't know, I still feel like I could probably have a platonic male best friend and we still not wind up dating just because knowing me, like... But I also, I don't know.
Drama be starting. Because people be waiting. They be waiting for something to happen. And then they be trying to slide up it. And we not doing it.
But you got to, that's another thing of like knowing who you're dealing with. But I mean, that could happen. Because I also didn't used to know when people liked me. So like, I would be being the best friend. And maybe the person wouldn't, they would be actually trying to talk to me. And I'm like, buddy. So that's why I'm saying, like, for me, I could probably do it because I probably wouldn't even realize until something weird happened, and I'd be like, oh, what?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's doable. I don't think it's, like, it's not impossible. Yeah,
I think it's doable, too. Very doable.
But I don't know that I would just don't even be wanting to put that energy out there. It's just like, if this not going nowhere, then let's just.
Yeah. I have friends. But best friends, that's a little.
Best friends.
I have some best friends. So, like, shifting gears just in general. Like, I have, well, you have your best friends. I have some best friends from high school and a few from college. So, well, yeah, one or two from college and most, I don't know, mainly from high school.
Yeah, like, my best friends I consider, like, family. So, it's not. It's either, for at the moment, it's either friends or family, the best friend spot.
It's taken!
Yeah. But yeah, so it's just,
That'd be the thing, too. Like, I think, like we talked about how the word best friend be getting thrown around a lot. Like, because I consider my best friends, like, family, I feel like, for me, like you said, it's like friends or your family. And I feel like for a lot of people, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, I do consider you a best friend. Like, that's a thing, a real thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I hope it makes sense to somebody out there. But I don't, so I'm just saying, like, the weight of it is different depending on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whereas for us, it's like, right now, what all of us are saying is that basically the best friend spot is reserved for whoever our significant other is or is going to be.
Period.
Well, our best friend of the opposite sex slot is safe for them. But then it's like for my regular just best friends, like those like my sisters.
Mm-hmm. What?
What?
If you don't have a best friend by now, like, of the same sex, I don't think you ever gonna have a best friend of the same sex.
Maybe you're a late bloomer.
I mean, yeah. But, like, do adults,
adults don't be making friends like that except if they work with people.
But, like, I had seen, I was watching something, I don't know what it was, but, like, do men as adults? I feel like women can still make a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, do men do that? Do y'all have, like, is that a thing?
After a certain age, yeah. It's, like, it's not no, we just, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
my boy.
That's my boy.
But best friend, it's, like, after a certain age, like, it's no best friend.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Not a new best friend.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh.
Because it's like, after a certain age, I'm rocking with whoever I came here with. Like, it's like, if you ain't make it this far, it's like, that's tough. But,
like, word. I'm going to call you whenever I go hoop. I'm going to call you if I want to go to such and such.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not inviting nobody to my house. So, what, you cooking for niggas?
Yeah, that's really what it's like, though. Yeah, I just, at this point, nah. Again, I could be really cool with people. I'm like, y'all respect what you do. You know, like, people we chill with. But in terms of, like, best friendship, that's like,
no.
Nah, unless we went through something traumatic together, it's like, but I probably still am not even going to say.
But you're not going to acknowledge that that's your best friend.
Yeah, it's like, that's my boy. Like, that's,
yeah. He's love. He valid.
Yeah, it's love. But it's
okay.
That's just not.
Yeah, even like, I don't even give my number out. I be like how girls be giving their Instagram out. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Like, yeah, if you on Instagram, TikTok or something.
I don't even be thinking about that. I mean, but I don't even be in a position where people would be asking me. I mean, the Instagram is like if I do performance and stuff, but like, it's not like, especially as another dude, like, let me get you.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get your. Get you don't even want to say this.
Let me get your contact.
Yeah, I was gonna say. It's like, let me get your contact, bro. Let's like, we need to link up. So, yeah, I got you. Let me. Yeah, it's not like and it's like not even like I be texting like texting dudes. I don't be texting dudes like for real. So
I'm about to be the Mr. Do Not Disturb. I was telling him earlier, like, my hours of operation are between 12 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. when I get off work. So I got 3.5 hours to contact.
Other than that, it's dead.
Yeah, hit me on the socials.
But, all right, question. So, are you okay with your significant other having a platonic friend of the other?
Just a friend? Might have to go through, like, an interview process. Like, how dads be interviewing the daughter boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come through with the gang, you know, have a couple people that what's your intentions with my lady, you know?
So, all right, so what if she was friends with them before y'all got together?
I mean, I'm not going to be like, if I, off jump, I'm not going to be like, nah, you can't, I'm not going, nah, you can't, y'all can't be friends. But if I get some feelings or if my spidey senses start tingling, I'm going to be like, hey, yo, it's not sitting well with me. Yeah, just watch out, because I'm just letting you know I'm not doing that.
So,
if that makes sense.
Actually, I already know your answer, but you can go ahead.
What's my answer?
Probably no.
You have friends of the opposite sex.
Yeah, but like
best friends.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Oh,
best
I thought
friends,
you
yeah.
said just friends. If it's no. just friends,
oh, yeah, just friends.
Yeah, just friends.
Oh, I didn't. So yeah, as far as best friend, that spot is reserved. So
see, that's why.
I don't know. I mean, if you had them as a best friend before I came into the picture, then yeah, I would have to assess the situation. Honestly, like, I gotta meet them. I gotta see what y'all relationship actually is like.
Cause that was gonna be my next question.
Ain't no after the sun go down. My hours is 12 to 3:30. Yeah. So after 5, after working hours,
they don't need to be communicating.
Nah, for real.
Unless it's an emergency. Yeah, emergency. Like, you shouldn't, like, I don't know. I would just have to meet them, honestly. And, like, some people, so, okay, with some people, them and their best friend, they be fine. Like, it just be like, oh, nah, like, that's my boy. Like, whatever. But sometimes it'd be like, y'all said y'all best friends, but something is actually brewing here and I don't like it, or this person is being disrespectful, because you're not going to disrespect my place within my man's life because you are the best friend. Because, like, then we got problems, and then I need to talk to you, and then you got to handle that. But, yeah, it's just, because some people, they be best friends, but they be doing too much. And they be like, this is kind of like friends with benefits see vibes that I'm getting from here. Or like that this person actually likes you, you just don't know. And now they're trying to sabotage what's going on here. Like, gosh, you just don't know what people's intentions are. So I would have to just kind of observe.
Go through a vetting process.
Yeah, and then also some people, like, we be talking about boundaries and stuff. If y'all don't have no real boundaries, or if you don't set no boundaries once you get, like, a girlfriend, then it's like, yeah, we got to sit down and have a talk. We need to come to an understanding or something, so.
So, my next question was,
wait, what about you?
Oh, nah, same thing. Same thing. Especially if you too friendly off the rip, it's like, I don't.
Friendly with you?
Not even too friendly with me, but, like, I mean, granted, that would be her best friend, right? So it's like, it would be weird for me, because it would be like, all right, like then I got a question, like, all right, well, are you saying everything about me?
That's what I just thought, like, yeah, cool. Like, I'm gonna need you to talk to me about us. Right. Don't be going to Joe.
Yeah, not Joe.
Joe don't need to know what's going on.
Yeah, next you know, Joe making R&B songs about us. Look at y'all singing totally different songs. But my question was,
I want to know what makes you smile. Sorry.
What?
It's cry, not
could
smile.
You... See ya!
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Damn, the question.
What is happening?
Could you guys date somebody? All right, could you date them? What if, yeah, what if, could you date them if in the past they used to mess around, but they're not messing around anymore?
And they best friends?
Yeah.
That's complicated.
Like, how long ago was the past? Like, were y'all
before y'all.
But was y'all cheering? And y'all just, you know, I'ma test this out on y'all. Like, is what? That...
What? Oh, you said, I'ma test this out. You said, Metestis. I was like, what is Metestis?
I'ma test this. Like, was y'all kids? Like, was this like a...
Let's say they were adults. Year? Let's say they were adults. Of age. Yeah, they were of age. And they were like, you know, we've been best friends for years. Let's try it out. But it didn't work. And they come to you like, hey, like, this is my best friend. I just want you to know... We did date for a little stint. It didn't work out, but just wanted to be forthright with you.
But then it's like, for me, I have this thing. I take people best friends. For some reason, I don't know what it is. I just take people. No, not like that. So look, hold on. Let me.
Go ahead.
Slow big. I take people best friends. So the person that I'm with, I will become their best friend now.
Oh.
So it's like, it's some distance is going
to That might have to be the title of this podcast.
Regardless.
I take people best friends.
You know, that's a nice best friend. Give me that. Like, what?
Okay, so basically, like, you take that role.
Yeah,
anyways.
I will become your best friend.
So you wouldn't have a problem if she had a male best friend and she dated before y'all got together?
No, something don't sit right with me, bro. But I don't know how to. I've never been in this type of situation. But if I was, we would have to sit down. Not the dude, but
you and her.
Like me and the lady.
But that's why I said. Let's say she came to you first. She was like, "Listen, I know you probably going. I don't want you to start tripping off this. It's like me and Joe used to date. It didn't work." We best friends again. We just on a best friendship. I just want to let you know, so you ain't gotta feel upset.
Like, why y'all? That just don't sit right with the best friend. The best friend part don't like the best before the friend.
But it's
you
like,
can be like, he's a great friend, but the best friend, that don't sit right with me. I don't like the titles.
I would probably be like, asking more questions. I need more clarifying information. Why? What do you mean it didn't work out? What caused it to not work out? Why did y'all break up? What made y'all decide to date in the first place? So these feelings, they were just simmering all this time? Or like, did it just sprout up? Like, you know?
How did you just sprout up like that? Like when did you get like that?
While you was going on your rant?
Oh, wow. Seem taller.
You were bothered. That's why.
He wasn't paying me no mind. Once he asked this question, I was like, I gotta sit all the way up for this one. Like, I would just have so many questions, and then I would keep asking. Like, I would probably have questions as the days go on, but then I would still have to like observe what was happening. Like, also, how long ago did y'all date? Like, who broke up with who? Was it mutual? Like,
what if it doesn't matter? Like, what? Why does that matter? I'm sorry. Like, what if they're like, hey, it doesn't. Like, why does that matter? We both decide like we're not together anymore. Hey, this is just my best friend. I just value them as a friend more than I did.
But that answers things though. Like, I value them more as a friend than I did as a partner. That's the answer right there to one of my questions. It matters for me personally. Because I need to know how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just something that I need so that I can process all the information. And then decide how I want to move forward. Because I'm going to have all of these questions. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask them, or I'm going to either ask them, or I'm going to be grumpy at you and you're not going to know why. So let me just ask all my questions. Just give me straightforward answers. And if you're lying about stuff, then that's a red flag for me right there. Like, mm-hmm. Me personally, I'm going to have questions and I would like straightforward answers about mm-hmm. them.
So then is dating somebody who has a best friend of the opposite sex a red flag?
Oh, I had said that in one episode. It can be a red flag, but you have to meet the best friend. Like, you have to observe their relationship. Because...
Yeah, I'm not about to be out here like Safari. Mm. When they took them, they taking pictures together.
But I don't even think Meek was like a best friend. He was just a friend though. But yeah, you gotta like observe the situation, like see what's going on. But also you gotta know your partner. But yeah. I guess some people, if you're not friends first and you just dating, that's how you met, is by first trying to date them. Is yeah. You might not catch certain signs.
Gotta baby steps.
Yeah, so.
Oh, word. That's your best friend for mm-hmm. right now. Okay. Let me see what's going on.
Yeah.
That's fair. I think.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. That's why. I think it's a lot of it. I think a lot of some of the stuff when you're younger, it's like, nah, absolutely not. And then when you get presented with the situation, it's like, how adult can I be? You know what I'm saying? Like,
should I be the bigger person?
Like, what level of adult am I? Because like, I can like, all right, if I feel the vibes out and be like, all right, you know what? Y'all aren't really like, y'all are best friends, and I can see it's like y'all have nothing. Like, this is just this is strictly a friendship thing. It's like, even though y'all did date, like there's no interest here. There's no. Mm-hmm. Off vibes, it's like, I could probably do it, yeah. But it's still gonna be a little weird, cause it's like, yeah, it's like, you're not about to be one of my groomsmen when I get married. That's just not about to happen. Like, you can be there, but that's not gonna be
your bride.
You know what I'm saying? How does that even work? Like, if you're a girl, and you have a guy best friend, like, you wouldn't be asking them to be.
I mean, you could. I mean, it
depends.
If
y'all become cool, that's weird. If you still best friends,
wedding I was in, the groom's best friend was a bridesmaid.
Mm. Wait.
I didn't see why, but that's not my wedding.
Mm. Muy interesante.
But it was one of her friends as well. It just happened to be his best friend, but they were also wound up being friends. Mm. So. Word.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly over here. Yeah. No disrespect.
Yeah, I got friends. But
yeah.
The best friend. I can only have one best friend.
So are you that somebody?
The teamwork here. The teamwork.
What?
But yeah, I don't know. I would have to fill out the situation.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's
tough, because you gotta be adult. Like, you have to be an adult, right?
But even still, like, I don't know, because some... it's just tough. It's tough.
Yeah, so just for make sure we're all in agreement, there is no, I make another... best friend once we start dating. Okay, I just want to make sure we was all
like
in agreement.
Not
after we started dating. Like,
so no, what? I'm it.
Like, that's me.
Then acquaintances.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what if y'all met at the same time? So what if like you met the person you're dating and they met their best friend at the same time?
Well, go date them then. That's how I would feel. If we met,
what if they, but what they, if they just like y'all best friends?
Like, they met at the same time, so like they want to date you, but they just happen to meet this person that they consider their best friend.
Why am I not considered the best friend?
because they're pursuing you. They're not pursuing you. Because you're
their love interest.
Yeah, you're their love and interest. And best friend. But that's what a lot of people do. Like, a lot of people, like, when you meet the person, you start trying to talk to them. Like, you're not trying to build a friendship. You're trying to build
I just a got, I have to know who you are. Like, I have to get to know you. Like, I can't just...
That's the talking phase.
Yeah.
But that's not building a friendship necessarily, always.
Well, I build friendships. Long walks on the
park. He's taking applications.
Hot mess.
Another question. Do you... So, your significant other has a platonic best friend. Do you go out of your way to try and be friends with them, or is it like, if it happens, it happens?
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah. I'm not about
you're
to
You're not going to try and be friends? You're not going to try and...
But if like, you're acting weird to me, cordial. I'm going to say something.
I'm not going to be, like, weird about it.
Not going to, like, invite them out to drink. Hey, let's go get a drink. Let's go.
I might do
that. Hey, let's go play basketball. Let's go. See what type of
so you best just go to the gym. Let's go boxing. Let's go spar real quick.
I might invite them out to drinks or something to like get to know them. Not off rip though. Like I gotta see.
Mm-hmm. I'm because the then it's like.
But the camera though. The time.
Time. Oh man! I was like, what the camera?
You out the drinks. That's a good question. Invite you like to get the
like
one on one.
Like
what we about to talk about?
I mean, just y'all maybe y'all bonded. Maybe your lady and I'm. This is a stretch. Maybe she like, you know, I just want the men of my life to
stop playing.
Just, you know, y'all got to get along. You know, I just got to make sure to.
Okay, so what if she had a brother and she wanted y'all to
go that's out? The brother.
Yeah.
That's different. That's a different dynamic.
But what if she considers the best friend like a brother?
No. Nah. Red flag.
Yeah, that's
no,
a red flag.
No. Not on the... Yeah, brother. This is my brother. This is like my brother. Nope. Yeah,
cut it out. I'm good.
I have people that I say is like my brother.
I'm good. Love and joy.
But it's not, it's only like one person. It's only because we grew up next door to them and I never dated him. So it's like.
Exactly the point. But like,
you ain't say brother, you say that's like family.
No, I'll be like, that's like my little brother. Mm.
But like, if that that's person it. Is also like your best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, different. No, it's not my best friend though.
Done.
Y'all don't even communicate.
Cut it. Family ties. Family member. Cut it.
But y'all don't even communicate.
Distant family.
So it's like. It's different.
More like a
it
cousin.
It is different, yeah.
Cousin you don't see all the time, you know. But if it's your best friend, like your best friend's like, you know, this is my brother. This is like my brother, my big brother. Nope.
Right, call him after five.
This is like, what are y'all talking about? She's occupied. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay. I guess.
Yeah, you know.
I guess I would feel the same way if you was like, oh yeah, this is like my sister. Is it now? Let me call your mother and find out.
Call my mother. What? Oh man. That's funny. But yeah, it's interesting. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. The best friend thing is it depends on you, it depends on your partner, it depends on your relationship.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't know if I'm mature enough at this point. Mature enough at this point.
Mature.
I don't know if I'm mature enough at this point. to definitively say that I would be
okay,
cool with it. Yeah. I mean, I guess it still depends on everything is in theory, right? So it's not real. But like, if it was real, it'd be a little bit. Be like, what you? Yeah, me and so and so going to see a movie. Going to see a movie. You going on a date? Is that what I'm hearing? You going on a date?
Don't sit well.
Like, see, we going out for drinks. You going to get drinks? It's like,
I thought this was ladies' night.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, ladies and hell.
Yeah, it's like, what if he wanted the ladies? Nah, don't work.
I mean, you're right. I want to play devil's advocate, but I will be asking questions. Asking all them questions.
Boy, I be having a lot of questions now, too. But they not going to be in the moment. It's just going to be random.
Yep, that's and what like, I'm saying. Like, you got to know.
Like, I'm gonna just, I might just be driving one day, and I'll be like,
let me call this girl.
That's good. Yeah, hold on. Let me pull over.
So you had said that y'all did this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what year was that? All right, I'm going to talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Unlock the door.
Yeah, because then I'm gonna be thinking like, all right, let's say we go to Top Golf or something.
You never went to Top Golf?
I haven't either.
Oh wow, it's fun the first time. After that, I'll be good off it.
Mm. Yeah, but we go to Top Golf and you like, oh yeah, you know this Top. Yeah, me and my best friend went. Did y'all go as friends or did y'all go when y'all was dating? And I'm gonna just have questions, just random questions like that.
You're not even gonna enjoy the moment.
I'm gonna be there. Swing lights. So like, when y'all went here, did y'all?
And that's gonna ruin the night.
This was during the time when y'all was dating. Like, did y'all find out this was a good spot because y'all was dating, or this was like?
And then you got like that's gonna ruin the night. You gotta figure out, okay, is this a good time for this conversation? But when is a good time for the conversation when it's not a good time for the conversation? Mm-hmm. You gotta know these things.
And I'm gonna just ask.
You could have an amazing time, but this question will derail the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, do I wanna be good old St. Breeze or I wanna get a little toxic?
Flip a coin. Oh, yeah. I think it's interesting. I think it's.
Okay. It's just a question. I just have a question. Is it bad to recycle like dating spots? Like if you go somewhere, would you be like, how you find this place?
I might ask that.
I don't think it's bad because like that's part of how you well, a lot of people find out about dating spots. Like you find out because you went on a date somewhere else.
Well, I
know the food bussing here.
But I feel like it's okay as long as it's not like your spot to like take all of your dates.
Yeah, the waiter shouldn't be like, oh, you back here again?
Okay.
You know what?
Susan,
that's
Molly,
a new
Anna?
New little vibe. I like that. Okay.
Said, three times different. In 1 week?
You want your like, usual? Like
right, hold on. I'll get your waiter for you. Yeah, I'll sit you at table 2.
Yeah, they shouldn't know my. They shouldn't be like, oh, you getting the
Damani? I got you right here.
He said, you getting the usual? Nah, it shouldn't be no usual.
Oh, nah, that's my boy. We went to school together.
That would be great. The help? Ooh, that would be great, but nah, yeah, it shouldn't be.
It can't be like a frequent, like,
right.
You take all your dates there, because then I'm like, all right, that just made me feel like, first of all, this ain't going to work out.
Mm.
Second of all, you didn't even put no real thought into this, because this is just where you go with all of your dates.
Mm.
And third, like, let's see what this fool is hitting for, but I'm probably not coming back here with you.
So you going to recycle the dating spot?
I might come here with my friends.
Mm. Oh, ladies now.
What if y'all kind of move back a little bit? What if y'all were like, you went on a first date and then like their best friend, like their platonic best
showed
friend
up.
Or not but like called them and was like, hey, how's the day going? In the background, and it's like, how would y'all feel with that?
First of all, why you answer the phone?
Yeah, I'll just be like, that would be a red flag.
If you ain't answer the phone and be like, hello, is this an emergency? Like, then if you was just like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm out here on this date.
Am I bored? Like, excuse me, I thought we was on a date. I feel some type of way. I'll probably be in my feelings, you know. Great content, though. Amazing song will come out of that. An amazing song would come out of it.
How would you feel?
Oh, no, I'd be the same way. I'd be like,
yeah, I'd feel some type.
Because then the first thing I'm thinking is, all right, you clearly Now y'all having conversations about me, about how the date went.
Or I would think it was the emergency call, like, you know, you text a friend, like, I'm going to text you this emoji. When I do, you call me so I can leave. That means it's a terrible date, and then I'll leave because it's an emergency.
So, now, question, right? If, let's say, you are the platonic best friend for somebody else, are you offended if they start, if they date somebody and their friend is like, and then the person they're dating is like, I don't want you to hang out with them. Are you offended?
Oh, yes.
No, I'm not.
I would.
I expect it.
Okay.
I would respectfully get there. If I'm the platonic best friend, get there. I expect the distance.
And you said you're
offended. I would probably be offended, like, if they said they don't want them to hang out with me, like, no more ever again, like, I would probably be. If we was friends before the relationship, I'd be like, the fuck? But if it was like a limiting of the contact, I get that. Like, because I would probably set my own boundaries or whatever. But if you just like, nah, I don't want you hanging around them ever again. What? Girl, I don't even know if you want to be here that long. We are friends. But if the roles were reversed, I would be pissed off if the best friend felt like that. But I would probably feel like that, but then still respect it. Like, I'm not going to start causing problems because I feel that way. Right. It's just like, dang. All right, probably won't be here when you get out of this relationship, but it was great friendship that we had. But I would be in my feelings because if that's really my best friend, like, I would be in my feelings. Like, I don't know. I gotta find a new best friend. Like, shit. So...
Yeah. That's interesting. That's it. So do you think, in the scenarios where you have, like, your platonic friends, like, do you give them relationship advice, or do you just keep it strictly, like...
We was giving each other relationship.
I mean, yeah, that is true. That is true. But I'm saying even just in general, like, if you have, like, another if you have another girlfriend, if you have another guy friend, if they're asking you about...
If they ask me,
yeah. But you know, you're not giving me, like, you're not valid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, not unsolicited.
Yeah, if you ask me, then yeah. But if not, do your thing, shorty.
Live your life.
Yeah, stay be blessed, free. Stay black.
Yeah, because you also don't want to put ideas in the other person's head. Like, just because everybody got their own motives and their own agendas. So, like, if you are the best friend, and, like, let's say you're the best friend and you actually have feelings for this person. And they're telling you everything, like, in goodwill of you actually helping them out in their relationship or, like, helping them get back on track, whatever's going on. And you're basically sabotaging their relationship. If they find out or when they find out, like, that's not going to be good for you.
Yeah.
And also, like, you should... In that moment, you should be like, dang, I need to step back from this because I shouldn't be out here trying to sabotage your relationship. But also, I can't remember what I was about to say. So.
Yeah, back to the best friend thing. It would just bother me a lot.
Me too.
If you going back and telling Joe that don't talk to Joe about that. Like,
yeah,
talk to me about me. You can talk to the ladies about me, but don't talk to Joseph.
But I feel like some people, because best friend is so loosely used, like, some people do just be written about their relationship to their best friend, but then, like, some people don't. Like, they'll talk to them about everything else, but then they won't talk to them about their relationship. So, like, you just never really know. Like, and honestly, if you're communicating with your partner, you really shouldn't have a need to be talking to everybody else about what's going on in your relationship.
Word.
That is true.
Like, if you were talking, whether you consider them your best friend or not, like, if you're talking to them, then the whole world, you don't need to necessarily keep going out. Every now and then you might feel like, oh, let me call my mom or something, or let me see what this person would do in this situation, but they're not going to know all your business. Like, you're not going to tell them every single time y'all have an argument or every single time something goes wrong, or, like, you go and talk to your partner about that stuff.
So, let's get a little toxic, right? Just tinks. what if you date, like, you're dating your partner, and, like, they already have their best friend or whatever, and then, like, in the process of y'all dating, their best friend starts catching feelings. What happens for y'all?
How do you start catching feelings?
Like, what if it was like they didn't like them, but once they saw them in the relationship with you, now they're like, dang, I actually, like, what? How do y'all react to that? I'm curious.
No. I'm a very likable person. So, I think I come out on top at this point.
But how would you react?
An amazing person.
But what would your reaction be?
You know, I'm an amazing person. I move in love and authenticity. So,
that man ducking and dodging that
right.
question.
My
he, was reaction. He was hitting a little Kim on that question. I mean,
if they start catching feelings, immediately, of course, it had to be it's clipped. But
so you break up with your partner, or do you just like
their best friend starts catching feelings? One, they've been had feelings. Mm. Yeah, they just felt like they was in the friend zone, and they ain't know how to get out. So now the jealousy and the feelings, it's like, dang, I'm losing right now, so I have to do something. Let me confess my love.
Well, I think it's also a thing of, like, sometimes people just want what they can't have, or, like, don't realize what they wanted until it was gone or whatever. And, like, in that moment, it's like, oh, we was close. I had you all this time. You were single, da-da-da-da. I didn't think nothing of it. Now you're with somebody else, and, like, oh, nah, I wish that was me. So.
Yeah, but I feel like, deep down, sorry to cut you off, the feelings was all, they've been there.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the realization of the feelings weren't there yet. Yeah,
so, immediately, it's clipped. In my head, it should be clipped. Catching feelings, that's too close for comfort.
Well,
it's clipped. But then, at the end of the day, she gotta choose. She choosing at this point. Yeah. And then it's like, I can't get mad. Like,
but then, and I don't even like being put in that position where you gotta, like, all right, choose me or your best friend. Cause it's like, bro, this is a weird, like, if it's between choosing me or your best friend, just choose your best friend, and I'll find somebody. Like, that's the thing.
I should be the best friend.
Yeah.
Like, once we're together, I should be the best friend.
Continue. Your thoughts.
Oh, I was just listening. For me personally, I would have a few questions first, because. Of course, like, yeah, now we gotta set a boundary with that, but I would have to ask, like, do you like this do you have feelings for this person too? Mm-hmm. Because it's one thing if somebody likes you and you don't have those type of feelings for them, like, of course, still the relationship with them would still have to be like, all right, you need to distance yourself because whatever, but like, do you actually like them? Because if you don't like them, then it's not a situation where, like, you choosing me or your best friend. Like, in that situation, it's like, well, we're together, so I'm gonna talk to you about this. We're gonna figure out how to, you know, resolve this, because I'm uncomfortable with it. And then if the answer is yes, I do, or I might have feelings, I don't know, I never really thought about it, like, that type of stuff, then it's like, all right, because then at that point, it's like, all right, well, you take whatever time you need to figure this out, I'm gonna go.
Might not be here once you figure it out,
right, but
I'm
just
go.
But just know,
get a body. All right, let's just keep this little bit of toxicity going, right? So, let's say the best friend has feelings for your significant other, but they come to you, talk to you, like, they talk to you man to man, like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, like, I think I got some feelings for you. I'm gonna just say April. Got some feelings for April.
April, back to the ultimatum.
I got an April in my life.
I was in front of that armchair of the girl best friend, because woman, like woman to woman, I just wanted to let you know.
I'm like, how do you react
to that?
Like, oh, word.
That's wild. I probably would have laughed and been like, no, nah, I knew that already, but yeah, this seems serious. Like, how long have you been feeling this way? I probably would have started asking questions.
I probably would have, my word. Like, it's nothing for me to say. Like, you can have feelings, but
Are they calling me, or like, are we face to face? Like,
y'all face to face. Y'all just happen to
man to man.
Yeah, like man, for him it's like man to man. You just y'all happen to be out one day, and you like, you know, let me holler at you real quick. You know, I see you in April. I just want you to know, I think I got feelings for April.
Oh, word.
Like, why do you tell your partner or something? Or
well, I'm telling my partner. Yeah. You know, yo, guess what your best Joey friend just called me?
Remember when me and Joe was chopping it up to the side? It's like, he got feelings for you. How you feel about that? And then we could proceed from there.
Nah, I'm gonna call them probably as soon as I leave. Be like, I got the wildest story to tell. And then talk to them in person so I can look them in the eyes and have this conversation so I can see, like, how you really feeling. Like, I'm going to be like, don't talk to nobody until I get there.
Put your phone on, do not disturb.
Only answer for me, because we got to, I just want to talk to you real quick.
Talk to me direct. Yeah. From now on.
Put me in your favorites so I can my calls come through, but nobody else's.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would. I don't know, cause I feel like we saying now what we would do, but then it's like I don't know what I would really do in that situation. But what would you do?
I probably would be laughing. Like I probably would. Like, are you serious? And I would be laughing even more. I'd be like, that's crazy. Hey, babe! Tell you what this. Oh, he's telling stories out here. It'd be crazy.
You gonna give him the phone?
Hey, listen. Go, tell her what you just told me.
Tell her that joke.
Tell her that same thing. Like, hilarious. But yeah.
Now, what if she on the phone? She'd be like, "I love you too" to him.
Then it's clip. Like, give my phone back, man. Walking out. Like, oh, word.
That's nice.
Happy life.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, all these situations, I don't know how I would be. I don't want to be in these situations.
I don't either. And yeah. I especially think it depends on how long you've been actually dating the person, too. Like, because if y'all just started dating and somebody, their best friend told you that they had feelings for them, versus if y'all been dating for, like, 4 years, or even 2 years, it's like.
But, oh no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, it's like the emotions will be a little bit different. The situation will have to be handled a little bit differently. And then it's like, I've been around you for X amount of years already.
Yeah.
And like, this is, no.
Word. Yeah, if it's in the beginning, I'd be like, oh, word, I respect you for letting me know. But then in my mind, it's like, okay. I would talk to her about it. But yeah. And then it'll see, like, okay, do I have competition? Do I want to put this type of effort? Is it worth me putting this type of effort into this? Like,
right. Because I feel like and if you end up in that scenario, then it's like, all right, now we have to talk about you actually, like, either cutting your best friend off, which is something that I don't really
want you to have to do,
or just like, yeah, how we move forward, because...
Are we moving forward?
Yeah. Because that's...
Because if it's in the beginning, it ain't no real need for, like, a full-blown conversation. It's just like, oh, word? Okay.
Nah, I think it's still...
Rude. No, like, you're still going to have a conversation, but it's not going to be like... Oh my gosh, well, you know, we've been together for X amount of years and you never told me this or da 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 da. Like, how long you been feeling this way? Da da da. Versus if it's like 2 weeks and this happens, it's like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. Like, you know, I'm a little hurt, but I'm glad I didn't invest as much time as I thought I did, but you know.
For me, going back to the initial topic, by the time we get to the dating part, I'm going to be the best friend. So we going to be cool. Like, we going to be like this. Like this.
Yeah.
So, in all actuality, I'm probably going to be, I might be looking in the mirror like, hey, bro, I got feelings for April. I'm the best friend.
He said, I'm looking at him. Hey, bro, I just want to let you know, it's man to man.
Man to man.
I got feelings for
everybody. I just realized it, but
that's funny.
I need you to get it together. But I don't know. I feel like it's interesting waters to tread in. It's waters that I don't want to be part of.
Yeah, so. I'm sorry that my mind was going all of the toxic questions. It was just like, well, if this is the case, what if this?
Man, keep it coming.
Yeah, that's just how my mind was moving today. I don't know what was... I don't know if I was watching something that was toxic. I don't know.
You good? I saw, just kind of going back to, like, assessing what their relationship actually is. Like, the best friend, what does the best friends look like? I was watching Blackish, and when Tyra Banks was on, that's supposed to be Anthony Anderson's best friend. Mm-hmm. And, like, they had, like, a really, really close relationship that I don't feel like I would be comfortable with. Like, he was inviting her to stuff instead of his wife, and, like, but it wound up being, like, she had talked to her husband about it and was like, you know, I don't feel comfortable with, you know, all of this. Like, I want you to invite me to these things sometimes. But then he started inviting her to this stuff and started talking to her. And she was like, you know what, actually, please do this with your best friend. Because I need my alone time. Like, I love you, but we're not best friends. We're not interested in the same things like that. So, I mean, they didn't break up because of that, but.
Yeah, I mean, but I know, because I heard some people say that, like, they don't think you should be, like, with your best friend. I've heard people say that. They say it should be, like, a separation, some degree of separation or whatever, but.
I think that's because. Oh, sorry.
No, I just think it just depends. Like, it just depends on who you, like, who you date.
I think that's also because, like, a lot of people think that just because they're your best friend, like, you have to do every literal thing with them. And it's like, sometimes it's just like, they're your best friend because they're who you constantly want to talk to, but you still make time for yourself. Like, you still make time to do stuff with your other friends, or you make time to do stuff by yourself or whatever, but that is still your best friend. But that just goes into the whole thing of people's idea of a best friend and the definition of best friend holds different weight, different values, and it means different things to different people. Mm-hmm.
The moral of this pod, you gotta know who you...
You didn't even know where he was going. You gotta know where you...
The moral of this pod... You gotta know who you with. You gotta know your person. You gotta know yourself. Before we get into any relationship, I gotta know myself. You know? Mm-hmm. Know yourself. Know your worth. Just cause everybody be skipping the talking phase, getting to know people, just cause it's accepted, doesn't make it acceptable. You know? Quote me.
But yeah.
That Zoom feature.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah. I mean, I don't got any more questions. I already know I wouldn't feel the most comfortable with it. I'm not mature enough for it. So, I don't know if I ever will be.
If I started dating somebody else, they would have been comfortable with you being my best friend.
That's my best friend.
Yeah. And then, like, but I mean, I think at least for us, I think we will respect.
Respect
the boundary, because, like, it's, especially if when somebody starts dating, so even with my guy friends, like, when some of my guy friends start dating people, I expect you to hang out with her all the time. Like, I expect, like, sometimes it just might be distance. That's just how life goes.
I hit you. Hey, yo, you good? Yeah. Where are you still? Or where you got? You gotta be with the lady tonight. I understand.
Yeah, just
cool. Hit me. Yeah. Link me.
So, I think the moral of the story is to respect people's boundaries.
That's a good one.
Whether you are boundaries. The platonic best friend or not, whether you are the significant other or not.
Or even an associate.
Yeah, you know or I mean? An associate or like whatever, family member. Just respect people's boundaries within their relationships. Like, you don't need to know every little thing about their relationship. They shouldn't be coming to you about every little thing unless you are their significant other. Or maybe their therapist. So, like, yeah, just because it's accepted doesn't mean it's accepted. Don't be telling everybody your business either, because, like, keep some things for yourself and for your relationship. But I think the whole best friend thing is, like, pretty much everything else we talk about, it's very subjective. It depends on the situation, depends on the people, depends on, like, the level of respect amongst the people.
Yeah. But that's very commendable for somebody, man to man, hey. Now it's like, okay, let me see what I'm about to do.
Yeah, let me readjust.
Let me romance how I'm gonna be.
Well, yeah, because it's also like, even as a woman, like, if you sit down with somebody, I mean, as long as you're not doing it in a disrespectful way, but, like, to have the respect to tell them and not try to start sabotaging the relationship, just to, like, let them know, hey, this is how I'm feeling. I ain't want to mess up. I know y'all got something good going on right now or whatever. I ain't want to mess up everything that y'all building, but I do want you to know I would like to toss my hat in the ring, but...
Yeah, actually, that's not going to work.
It's actually like, very just, disrespectful like, sitting like, there, like... But it's a better way to go about it, but it's still mad disrespectful.
It's like, yeah, that's not going... We're not doing that. Like, I like to toss my hat in the... This is not up for grabs. Like, if by chance this ends, then you can toss your hat in the ring. Mm-hmm. But if you got feelings, then you could just remove yourself from the situation.
Can you actually... say that again? By chance if this ends?
By chance if this ends. Yeah, by chance if this ends.
Then you could throw your hat in the ring.
By chance? By chance if this ends, then you could throw your hat in the ring. But, yeah, until then, like, if it ends, if it's not ending, remove yourself from the situation. Right. Just the same way you came up to me, I'm like, hey, yo, it's not ending no time soon, so...
Respectfully,
yeah.
Kick rocks.
So maybe the better approach would be for them to be like, hey, I'm gonna distance myself from everything that you have here. Like talking to your significant other, like the best friend talking to the significant other. Hey, I'm gonna distance myself from this whole situation. Like, I started realizing I have some feelings for you, but I don't wanna ruin your relationship. And I respect your relationship, so I'm gonna head on out.
Word, that's respect. That's respectable. That's the way you do it. Don't come to me. Don't come in good old St. Breeze.
He's not gonna be too saintly. Oh man.
So yeah, I think that's the more respectable approach, guys. It's just like you don't know how you gonna react to somebody tell you that, because it's like. I don't know. Wild. I might be sitting there like, wow.
You got the audacity. Where you get your audacity from?
Right. Like, because I need to get me some of that. Yeah, clearly. Where you get it from? You got it off Layaway?
Yeah, you got it off Amazon?
Special delivery. That's right. It.
That was with Prime? I got Prime. Yeah, so, like, that's... Whew.
That being said, it's all hypothetical.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would be in any of these type of situations. I don't even want to be in this type of situation. I don't even see myself in this best friend entanglement.
No entanglements this way.
Not an entanglement.
No entanglements over here. But yeah.
But yeah, it's subjective. We would have to... No one can really know what they would do unless they were actually in the situation, but...
If you was in this situation, comment. Let us know what you're
doing. Yeah, are you in the situation now? How are you dealing with me?
Right.
Because I want to know.
Have you ever been in the situation? Like, let us know what you did or you didn't do. Like, were you the best friend or were you the significant other with the platonic best friend of the opposite sex? Or maybe a platonic best friend of the same sex if you...
If you roll that way.
Yeah, if you roll that way.
Word. So, yeah, comment below. Let us know, like, how that worked out. Like, or if you just got a wild story about a best friend. Nah, don't put the wild story
down. I mean, you can. We can read it, you know.
We definitely gonna read it, but
I'm gonna feel for you, regardless. I'm gonna feel for you.
Just let us know your experiences, based on your life. But thank y'all for tuning in again for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Like we said before, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Yep, yep. Hit that notification bell so you are notified whenever we post. Yep, also, follow us on Instagram at Gray Area Podcast. Mm-hmm.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that we out of this thing.
What he said.
Yes, sir.
So we'll talk to y'all later. Woo!